And those of you with your Bibles, please open them to Mark chapter 8.
Te oanareo kosa izay manana ny Baiboly nareo dia sokafa ao amin'ny Marka toko fahavalo.
Verse 27.
Teny andiny fahafito amby roapolo.
We can read from verse 27 to verse 36.
Te vakitsika manomboka ao amin'ny andiny fahafito amby roapolo dia hatramin'ny fahaenina amby telopolo. Marka toko fahavalo dia nandininy fahafito amby roapolo ka hatramin'ny fahaenina amby telopolo. Ary Jesosy sy ny mpianany dia lasa nankeny amin'ireny tanàna momba ny Kaisaria Filipo, ary noho ny teny an-dalana dia nanontany ny mpianany izy ka nanao taminy hoe: ataon'ny olona ho iza moa? Ary izy nanao taminy hoe: Jaona mpanao batisa, fa hoy ny sasany Elia, ary hoy ny sasany anankiray amin'ny mpaminany. Ary Jesosy nanontany azy hoe: fa ianareo kosa manao aho iza? Dia namaly Petera ka nanao taminy hoe: ianao ny Kristy. Ary nandrara azy rehetra izy mba tsy hilaza azy amin'ny olona. Dia nampianatra azy izy fa ny zanak'olona tsy maintsy hijaly mafy ka ho lavin'ny loh olona sy ny lohan'ny mpisorona ary ny mpanora-dalàna dia ho vonoiny, ary rehefa afaka teloana dia hitsangana indray izy. Ary naharihary ny tsara ny filaza izany teny izany. Ary Petera nanohina azy hitanila kely dia niteny mafy azy, fa izy niodina dia nijery ny mpianany ka niteny mafy an'i Petera hoe: makanesa toy voko ry Satana, satria tsy miasa izay an'Andriamanitra ianao fa izay an'olona. Ary nantsony anantona azy ny vahoaka mba mpianany, dia hoy izy taminy: raha misy ta hanaraka ahy dia aoka izy handany tenany sy hitondra ny azo fijaliany ka hanaraka ahy. Fa na iza ny tahamonjy ny ainy dia ahavery azy, ary na iza ahavery ny ainy noho ny amiko sy ny filazantsara dia hamonjy izany. Fa inona ny soa azon'ny olona raha mahazo izao tontolo izao aza kanefa very ny ainy?
So Jesus is walking with his disciples.
Jesus niaranandeha tamin'ny mpianany.
And they're chatting.
Dia niresaka ry zareo.
And he says to them, who do people say I am?
Dia niteny taminy izy hoe: iza ny fieritreretan'olona anao hoe iza hony a?
And they say a few things, this and that.
Dia niteny zavatra vitsivitsy hoe izao.
Then he says to the disciples, but to Peter, who do you say I am?
Dia veo izy niteny tamin'ny mpianany azy sy ry Petera hoe: fa iza kosa ny fieritreretanareo anahy?
And Peter says, you're the Christ, you're the Son of the living God.
Dia niteny Petera hoe: ianao ny Kristy, ianao ilay zanak'Andriamanitra velona.
Peter sees who Jesus is.
Hitany Petera hoe iza moa Jesosy.
And it's interesting because that's where your Christian walk begins as a believer. When you first see who Jesus is, that's where it starts.
De tena mahalina satria io no manomboka ny dia izay ataon'ny kristianina rehefa mahita an'izay izy hoe mahita an'izay mahizy azy izay izy.
You don't always see where it's going, but it begins with seeing Jesus.
Tsy fantatra hoe ho aiza no alehan'le izy fa manomboka kosa le izy rehefa mahita an' Jesosy ianao.
But you don't realize the implications. You don't realize what's still ahead.
Tsy fantatra hoe inona no vokatra izay. Tsy fantatra hoe inona mbola ho aloha ao.
And then Jesus affirms Peter.
Dia avy eo namafisin'i Jesosy ilay nitenenin'i Petera.
Says this, you've got heavenly revelation.
Dia hoy izy tena nahita fanambarana avy any amin'ny danitra ianao.
This didn't come from man. Peter, you've seen something amazing.
Ya, tsy avy amin'olona fa nahitanao an'izany fa Petera tena nahita zavatra tena mahagaga ianao.
And of course, then he goes on to talk about how he must suffer.
Dia avy eo mazava ho azy fa nitoy izy niteny hoe mbola hijaly izy.
Because he knows the disciples have a wrong expectation of the future.
Satria fantany tsara hoe ireo mpianandreo dia nanana fiandrandrana diso ny amin'ilay ho avy.
Right now they're realizing that he is the Messiah.
Izao aloha zareo mahatsapa hoe izy le Mesia.
The Old Testament's full of prophecies about how Jerusalem ascends and becomes the chief.
Then in Testament taloha feno faminanina hoe I Jerusalema ho asandratra ary izy no ohatrany hoe olo Josefa.
The Jews thought that the Messiah would come and take their kingdom to be the chief kingdom in the world. But that's not going to work that way. In the end, it will work like that. But first, Jesus has to suffer. In the end, there are all the glorious blessings and benefits. But first, there is a cross. And so Jesus says to the disciples, I'm going to suffer various things and that's
going to
happen. But Peter takes Jesus aside and starts to rebuke him. Peter's saying to Jesus, no, it's never going to happen like that. Peter wants a shortcut. The Messiah must just become the king. He must just become the ruler of the nations right now. He doesn't have to go through any of this suffering and hardship. And Jesus then rebukes Peter. And he says, get behind me, Satan. You're not thinking the way the kingdom works. And Jesus realizes this is so important that he stops talking only to the disciples and he calls the crowds. He gathers all the people. And he says, in effect, he's saying the lesson is so important that you all need to hear this. And this is the lesson that you need to hear this morning. You all need to hear this.
He says,
let's read verse
34.
He calls the crowd to him along with the disciples and says, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross and follow me.
He
says, whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me and for the gospel will save it. Jesus is saying something huge. He's saying you can't just follow me without dying. There's a crucifixion. First, he spoke about his own death. And then he said, if anyone else is going to come the way I'm going, then they're going to bring their own cross. And if you try to keep your life, you'll lose. You'll lose Jesus. But if you're willing to lose your life for Jesus, you'll keep it. What he really means is that there's a way to follow him. And that involves laying down your life. Denying yourself. Taking up your cross and following him. What Jesus means is you can't have him and have it your way. The end of the story is blessing and glory and abundant life. Eternal life in heaven. No more weeping, no more sickness. Peter wanted Jesus to go to that kind of glory. And Jesus said, first, there's a cross.
Some
people tell us that following Jesus is all about the blessings.
They
kind of put an emphasis on how what you can get out of God. They never preach that you need to die to yourself. You can't have Jesus and have yourself, your own life. You need to deny yourself, take up your cross and follow him.
Milenoa mandante nanawa mtunda nyas fitzalinawa de manarakaz.
Now, taking up a cross.
Lewem tunda nyas fitzalin.
It was the carrying out of the execution. It was the fulfilling of the death sentence.
Le saya de le fitundrana leotanwe fitzarana nawin salotane meluana ni ufate nao selem tunda nyas fitzalin.
There's no ambiguity. There's no confusion. When Jesus said, take up your cross, the people in that time, they knew exactly what he meant. Because the cross meant death. It was the Roman means of capital punishment, of execution. Everyone who was sentenced to death, after the death sentence, that's when you take up the cross.
They
made the condemned criminal walk with the cross, carry his cross to the site of his crucifixion.
And
then that criminal was crucified. And no one ever survived that. Not even Jesus. He died on the cross. He was raised from the dead. But no one ever survived crucifixion. They always
died.
So when Jesus was saying to his disciples, you have to take up your cross, and he said to the people, you have to deny yourself and take up your cross. He meant absolutely you cannot carry on living for yourself. There was no confusion about what he was saying. And I want to tell you this morning, if you want all of the life and all of the blessings, there is no shortcut. You cannot get it without Jesus. And you cannot get Jesus while you're still defending yourself. If you're still living for yourself, living how you want to, doing the things your flesh wants, you're not denying yourself. It says if you keep your life, you will lose it in the end. You won't get the blessing.
But he
who loses his life for me and the gospel, he will actually find it. This means there's the real life that God wants to give you. Call it kingdom life, call it eternal life. Call it abundant life. There's the great life, the God life. That's truly living. And you won't get it unless you're willing to die to yourself. But if you die to yourself, if you're willing to say, I am dead, and the life I live, I'm living for Christ. I'm gonna live for Him. I'm gonna listen to Him. I'm gonna follow Him. I'm gonna obey Him. I'm dead to myself. I'm not gonna pursue what I want. I'm gonna live for Jesus. I'm dying to myself. I'm living for Him. Jesus says, then you will find the life that is truly life. If you lose your life for me and the gospel, then you will have life, then you will find life. It's a paradox, it's a confusion, it seems the opposite of how it should be. You try to stay alive. You're actually not really living. You try to hold on to your own life. I want to do what I want to do. I pursue my own agenda. It doesn't matter if you bungee jumping off the highest bridge in the world, having the greatest time of your life. You can be living the adventure, parachuting out of airplanes. Surfing the biggest waves. Drinking champagne on a yacht. Flying in your private jet. You think you're living. And Jesus says that is not even life. He who tries to keep his life will lose it. Would you lay your life down for Jesus? And Jesus says you will find life that is truly life. But this laying down your life is not it's not just some idea, it's a practical thing. It means the very decisions you make. Do I take this? No, it's not mine. But it's just lying there. No one's looking after it. Maybe it's somebody's phone. And you can just steal it. It's so easy. Jesus says you can't do that and have life. Unless you die to yourself, you can't truly live. You're in a relationship. Oh, he really loves me. He gives me gifts. He makes me promises. I want to be with him. And you're about to sleep together. And Jesus says, you can't have that old life and have the life that is truly life. The real believer says, not my will, but yours. I want this person. Jesus says, on my terms, not your terms. Jesus says, marriage first, then sex. And you want it now? Die to yourself. Put the flesh to death and say, Jesus, I'm living for you, not for me. Don't tell me it's easy to be a Christian. It is not easy to be a Christian. It is not supposed to be easy. No one who dies finds dying easy.
If
someone else comes and puts a gun to your head and pulls the trigger, that's probably the easiest way to die. But when you have to daily take up your cross and follow Jesus, when you have to daily put to death those desires that are contrary to his will, when your flesh says, why can't I? And you say, I'm not living for you, I'm living for Jesus. That is a real battle. We must fight it. And we must win. Because the blessing and the joy and the real life is on the other side. It doesn't matter what arena the battle is in. It could be in the area of your sexuality. Jesus is standing there as a jealous lover roaring over you saying, I want you. Purity in your life. Devotion to Jesus first. Jesus will not share you. You belong to him. If it's in the area of sexual purity, Jesus will never let you compromise. If you compromise, you're doing so in rebellion against Jesus. Jesus will never give you permission to compromise purity. If it's in the arena of your finances, and you're trying to get and hold on to and keep for yourself, and you don't sow, you don't give, you're not generous, Jesus stands over your life and he says, there's freedom on the other side of the cross. Put to death your stinginess. Put to death your fears. Stop trusting in wealth. And trust in him. These battles, they don't end until one day when you die physically or Jesus comes back for you. But we as Christians, we cannot live a compromised, half-hearted life.
Tsy afaka tsika miaina fiainana hoe tapatapany fotsiny any fanoloratena tsika ho anatin'le izy.
Jesus doesn't share.
Jesus tsy mizara izany.
He wants you all for himself.
Fa ianao ray manontolo ny tiany ho anazy.
And he gives all of himself to you.
Ary ny tenany ray manontolo no atolony ianao.
And that is the deepest, richest, most glorious life you could ever have.
Ary izany fiainana lalina indrindra, manan-karena indrindra, be voninahitra indrindra izay afaka ny ho azonao.
There's no ambiguity about this. No confusion.
Ary tsy misy ohatra ny fikorotana tsaina mihitsy ao anatin'izany.
Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
Andao jerevantsika ny Korintianina voalohany toko fahaenina.
Verse 17 to 20.
Andinia fa 7:10 katram faharoapolo. Korintianina voalohany toko fahaenina dia ny andininy fa 7:10 katram faharoapolo. Fa izay miray amin'ny tompo kosa dia fanahy iray aminy. Mandro sira ny fijangajangana, izay fahotana rehetra ataon'ny olona dia eny ivelan'ny tenany ihany. Fa ny mpijangajanga kosa dia manota mihatra amin'ny tenany. Ahoana ary? Moa ny motsy fantatrareo fa ny tenanareo dia tempolin'ny fanahy masina izay ao anatinareo sady efa azonareo tamin'Andriamanitra ka tsy tompon'ny tenanareo ianareo fa olom-boavidy ianareo koa dia mankalazahan'Andriamanitra amin'ny tenanareo.
I can't think of anything more dramatic than that statement that God actually owns you.
Tsy hitako mihitsy ny fomba hoe ilazana izany ohatra ny fanambarana miompampana izany izay milaza hoe an'Andriamanitra ianao.
You are not your own.
Tsy anao ianao.
You were bought.
Fa efa voavidy ianao.
Jesus paid for you.
Jesosy no nandony sara no anao na hoe nividy ianao.
And you actually belong to him.
Ary ny tena izy dia anazy mihitsy ianao.
Now, if he has the very rights to your life, then how dare you do anything contrary to him? If he owns my very body, this body belongs to Jesus, then every word I speak, every action I perform, he is over that. He is the boss. He owns it. I will answer to him. If I have a filthy tongue and I swear, if I hurt someone, if I'm abusive or angry, if I steal, this is the temple of the Holy Spirit. God himself lives here. How dare I do that? How can I possibly do that? We should live in the fear of God. You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. And if my body, which is the lowest part of me, is fully owned, then what about my mind? My possessions, my money, it's all his. He gets it all. Those things that are beneath you, the things you own, the things you do, God owns you, he owns them too. I'm sharing this with you because God has something greater in store. He wants to give this church his presence, his power,
tin'Andriamanitra omena an'ity fiangonana ity a ny fanatrehany a ny heriny a
he wants to lavish his love upon us
tiny atobaka amintsika ny fitiavany a
but we mustn't play half half
fa tsika kosa tsy manao tapatapany
we mustn't still live in the land of sin and partake of it
tsy hoe tsika hoe andeha hiaina any amin'ny tany fanontana dia mandray anjarany amin'izany
oh Jesus I want you
dia miteny ah jesosy za mila anao
and then Jesus I'm not going to obey you I'm just going to live for myself
dia ho sisy jesosy za nga akatoha anao fa za hiaina ho an'ny tenako
we can't live that kind of hypocrisy
tsy afaka miaina an'izany karazam-piatsarambela tsy izany tsika
1 John says we do sin sometimes
hoy izy ny jaona voalohany manoto tsika indraindray
but it says if You love God.
Fa hoe izy raha tian'Andriamanitra ianao a.
You can't keep on sinning.
Dia tsy afaka ny toy foana ianao anota.
And if you sin.
Fa raha sendra manota ianao.
Confess your sins.
Miaikeny elokao.
And he is faithful to forgive you.
Ary izy dia mahatoky a amela ny elokao.
You can't carry on sinning.
Fa tsy hoe iny ianao fa itoy foana anao an'iny fahotana iny.
Last year's sins, don't do them again.
Reny fahotanany tamin'ny herintaona reny aza tao intsony
keep on living like you lived
aza mitohy foana miaina tahaka an'izay hoe fomba ny iainanao
izay you can't claim to love God and then just carry on like you were
tsy afaka milaza ianao hoe tian'Andriamanitra dia nefa tohizinao foana ilay fomba anao tany aloha tany
God's going to deal with us this year
tena hoe andray an-tanana antsika Andriamanitra amin'ity taona ity
but it's because he loves us
dia ny antony izay a satria tia antsika izy
the best blessing
fitahina tsara indrindra
the resurrection life
le fiainana nitsangana tamin'ny maty a
eternal life
de fiainana mandrakizay
is on the other side of the cross
ary ambadika le azo fijariana ary misy azy
let's pray
ndao tsika hivavaka
heavenly father may your grace come upon us
ry Andriamanitra ray eo aoka ny fahasoavanao ho tonga aminay
right now god I pray for your grace to be upon your church
Amin'izao fotoan'izao Andriamanitra mivavaka ny fahasoavanao tena hoe ho eo amin'ny fiangonanao.
Your grace that teaches us to say no to sin.
Le fahasoavanao izay mampianatra anay hiteny hoe tsy ny amin'ny fahotana.
Your grace that empowers us.
Le fahasoavanao izay manome hery anay.
The grace by which we stand.
Le fahasoavana izay hijoroanay.
But we stand in your grace.
Mijoro amin'ny fahasoavanao izahay.
We don't carry on sinning.
Ary dia tsy mitohy izahay manota.
God help us.
Ampio izahay Andriamanitra.
Help us to put to death the flesh.
Ampio izahay tena hamono nofo.
Help us to take up our cross.
Ampio izahay mba hitondra ny azo fijalianay.
And follow you.
Ka hanaraka anao.
In Jesus' name.
Amin'ny anaran'i Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.